I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, I'm kind of excited about this, a couple of ladies who are playing at the Femen Fest, first ever Femen Fest, happening all weekend long at Sacred Heart Music Center and surrounding area in downtown Duluth. They are called the She Shells, but you might recognize their names. They've both been doing music separately for a long time. Thea Annan and Lisa Kane. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in. So what we normally do is I introduce the band and have them start with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. So you guys are playing Femen Fest tonight, and you're at 8, right?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm excited to find out more about how the two of you got together and started making music. But let's start with a song. What do you want to do?
Great.
11 Trains.
Those are the She Shells live from Studio A. And Thea, what was the name of that one again?
11 Trains.
11 Trains. And that is on a new album that they have that they recorded with Rich Mattson at his Sparta Studios. I feel like almost every time we have a session we say, and it was recorded by Rich Mattson. So when did you record that?
January.
Okay.
Early January.
All right.
I think we went back up for the mixing session in March.
Yeah.
I think March or April.
Okay. Yeah. So you ladies, as I said, both of you have had your own solo careers. Now, Lisa, it sounds like it's been a while. You put out some albums a while back, but then you kind of, and you spent some time in Duluth, and but then you've been gone for a while. So so tell us a little bit about your musical background. And
Yeah, I took some time off. I don't know if it was all that consciously, if it was as conscious as I, you know, I didn't actually intend it. It sort of happened. We came up here, my spouse and I came up here so she could be in National Health Corps. So, and traveled to Hibbing. And during that time period, I went to grad school and did a lot of work. I was working a lot. So music kind of got put to the back burner during that time. And then when we went home for me as the Twin Cities, So when we went home, I kind of picked my career back up with Thea.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how about you? Now, Thea, I've been hearing your name, and we have some of your albums in the library as well for a long time. So you've been doing music in Minnesota for a long time.
Yeah, as often as I can, and I like coming up here to the North Shore as often as possible, so we're really glad to be up mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm.
So how did the two of you get together to start making music?
Well, we met
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Arkansas, Wisconsin. We met at a small kind of a folk music fest over mm-hmm. there, and mm-hmm. and we just became fast friends, actually, and we just like took a shot at it and did a gig together and got, you know, had to go through a snowstorm and end up somewhere where we never thought we would be.
Yeah. Yeah. It was always an adventure. We always yeah. played solo. So we would share, you know, and sometimes we'd jump into each other's set just a little tiny
yeah.
bit. For the first probably 17 years of our friendship, we didn't,
yeah.
we didn't combine like this.
No, you know? we just yeah. like very slowly kind of inched towards it. And
right.
then about a year ago, like, hey,
yeah.
let's just.
Yeah.
Really go for it.
Yeah.
And so where do the She Shells fit into your own projects? Because, Lisa, I think I was seeing on your mm-hmm. website that you were working on an album of your mm-hmm. own. Is that right?
Yep. It's actually finished and going to print in a couple weeks.
Oh, wonderful.
And we both, you know, have been able to keep our own, you know, solo careers as well. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, I think it fits. I think Thea and I have this love for songs, which is just, it inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some songs, you know, end up on a solo thing because I'm a little bit, some of my stuff is really like rock and roll. And when I'm with Thea, I love this vibe. And not that we're not rock and roll, but we're kind of folky country rock and roll, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I like where we're
yeah.
at, totally.
So it gives me mm-hmm. the chance to do both,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And
mm-hmm.
I do the same thing, you know, in other settings too. I just take, you know, I kind of do a little bit more of a bluegrassy thing when mm-hmm. I'm doing, you know, something
mm-hmm.
without you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And what have
yeah.
you been doing musically? I think I've seen you are doing, you know, a duo thing with
Dave Javoux.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he brings it a little bit more bluegrass,
mm-hmm.
and so then I'll maybe include a dulcimer or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But he doesn't. He's not as good of a cook.
right.
Oh,
right.
Lisa's
yes.
a good cook.
Well, no, I mean,
but he is. He's good.
We're all good, but.
Yeah.
We tend to eat a lot at our practices. We
yeah.
have a farmer's breakfast before we even get near the instruments.
Yeah, it so. Takes a long time. Eventually, sometimes we only play two songs at a practice. We've got 3 hours we're like leisurely eating.
Yeah. Thea's got this really great deck, like porch mm-hmm. deck or kind of, it's a patio. And it's beautiful,
mm-hmm.
all seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit out there and drink coffee. And
it's an old house in River Falls. She's making it out to be something grand, but... But it's does.
It's awesome.
It's got nice plants around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sounds,
beautiful.
It sounds quite lovely.
Yeah. And this is the second fall now where we've seen the autumn leaves falling in the
yeah.
big open space behind your house, which
mm-hmm.
I feel like is like soul work. You know, just like I see the leaves fall and I just feel like I'm healing, sitting out there drinking coffee and
mm-hmm.
hanging out before our rehearsal.
Yes.
Full belly and all.
Yeah. After the smoothie and then mm-hmm. the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, Lisa, what's it like for you after taking that break to be able to do music again? Was it something that was always nagging at you? And
mm-hmm. I think so. I write too, so I mean, I kept writing and I kept playing in a lot of ways, and I'm a guitarist, so I, you know, I did keep up in a certain way, but I think it, I mean, it's just really difficult. The scene changed a lot in that time I was gone too, so it felt like starting over.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
How so? How did it change?
It
and what scene are you talking about in particular?
I think the entire music scene, but I guess the Twin Cities,
mm-hmm.
because I think that there are just so many more of us,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when I stepped away, I had been building something up, and then when we moved up here, I lost that,
mm-hmm.
and so you kind of do start over.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself playing with a whole new group of musicians who are playing in venues that I played a decade earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely met new people.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, and then still continue to try to keep friendships with other people that I knew before too.
Right. And I imagine that there's some venues that disappeared along the way.
They did,
or
changed.
Or
you know, like Patrick's Cabaret turned into the Hook and Ladder, and
oh, okay.
right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thea and I got our chops at the New Riverside, right?
Yeah.
The New Riverside Cafe,
mm-hmm.
and that turned into another
and Amazing
venue.
Amazing Grace up this way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it stayed Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, the venues have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ownership for sure.
Right.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
All right.
We can do... This will be, this song's called Northland Girl, and I wrote this on a trail up here, a hiking trail. And I'm going to take a second here to, if that's okay, put my harmonica on.
She's bringing the rack out.
Gotta get that, you know.
Getting the harmonica.
If it's got a Bob Dylan reference on in it, it needs to have a harmonica.
Totally,
yeah.
Totally.
Okay. Well, I've been up here traveling with Dylan's Northland girl, and she's been pouring Irish whiskey. She's been rolling up the thrill, yeah, she wraps her arms around me. When island winds do blow, she pulls me into her coat of comfort and says she'll only let me go when her hands stop shaking from the cold. And the heat from my body makes her whole. Take it, what you want from me. There's no price upon my spirit, yeah. You know my soul is free, yeah. Take it, what you want with what you need. Let my arms become your shelter. Let my love fulfill your need. Well, I was drifting north of the borderline before she reeled me in. Tattered and tangled, bedraggled, dampness setting in her eyes. I saw a desire of an unknown kind. Ruby lips spark fire in my mind. Take it, what you want from me. There's no price upon my spirit, yeah. You know my soul is free, yeah. Take it, what you want with what you need. Let my arms become your shelter. Let my love fulfill your need. Every springtime there's a thorn, and all woman's grab a hold of the changing faces, the newness to behold. And our loving winter's over once again. Growing stronger, growing sweeter from within. Take it, what you want from me. There's no price on my spirit, yeah. You know my soul is free, yeah. Take it, what you want with what you need. Let my arms become your shelter. Let my love fulfill your need. Traveling with Dylan's Northland girl. Northland girl. Northland girl. Northland girl.
Those are the She Shells live from Studio A, and another cut from their Live in Sparta album. And I'm noticing you give writing credits on all the songs, and I'm noticing you kind of split it up. You got one cover on here, a Sammy Smith cover, but you kind of split it up. And I think I'm seeing some familiar song titles here, Thea. So you reworked some of your material with Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
And did you do that too, Lisa? Is this some of this your previous material, or is it new stuff?
No, I don't think so. No, Home wasn't. I did write Home up here, though.
Yeah.
No. Nope. No.
Oh.
But I had all that time off to write songs. Yeah. Northland Girl wasn't recorded yet either.
Well, and so, Sophia.
So all new for me.
Sophia, tell me about what that's like, kind of redoing some of your stuff that you have put out yourself in the past.
It's a much different kind of a alchemy, I think, because Lisa's voice is a little more constant than some of the others. I mean, there hasn't been as much harmony going on in some of the other projects. There was some, and sometimes I would overdub a harmony, but I really like the quality of another voice. You know, sometimes I'd think, oh, I can just hear a harmony on this one in the studio, and I'd think, well, it's me, myself, and I right here. And so it's nice.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And does it feel like it kind of gives new life to
yes,
those songs?
Yeah.
That you, mm-hmm. yeah. And are there any of new ones of yours on here?
11 Trains.
11 Trains, the one that you started with.
Mm-hmm. And the Sammy Smith cover was something that we worked up together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So have you tried co-writing anything yet?
Yes, we have. We've got a lot of stuff that's in the can and a lot of stuff that's really close. And yeah. We're getting back up to Sparta as soon as we can to go see Rich and Jermaine.
Yep.
So how's that been going? Now, have you each co-written with people before, or is this a new thing?
Mm-hmm. I guess I haven't actually sat down and decided to co-write, but there's been different times in the past where I've been stuck on a song and somebody will go, here's some lyrics, see if any of these work. And it's like, oh, by God, that does work. And then you kind of pull it in there. But that's about it. I mean, not where it was actually, you know, purposefully set out to co-write. But we've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. And so what has that been like, doing that?
It's been some great territory, I mean, because we're inspired by many of the same things, and just that we can often turn that into a picnic.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
I'm guessing literally.
All the intentions of writing a song.
But we were able to write a song about Perch Lake because we both are very familiar with Perch Lake, and we love to go there on our picnics.
Yeah.
So
and
we
float around on air mattresses.
Or we could write a song about a Tom Robbins novel or something together.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of the same likes. And
we've already been in those books.
Yeah.
I kind of want to join this band just so I can eat.
Come along.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I can play anything, but I just want to eat.
Well, we just ate before we got here.
Yeah.
We stopped at the co-op.
We look very different. Or I look very different now.
So, Lisa, had you co-written much before, and what's it been like for you?
I haven't really until the last couple of years I started co-writing a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I have had the same person in my life, Tim Lyles. I've had him as a guitar teacher from when I was little, and he was the cool guy, you know, that was teaching guitar. And so I've always maintained a relationship with him, and he and I have definitely been able to inspire each other musically, or more like he's inspired me to try new chords. So I had that relationship with him, and then we just sat down and started co-writing together, actual lyrics. We'll pick a theme like we saw the movie Carol, or I saw the movie Carol, I'm sorry. I loved it. So Tim and I were talking about it, and we decided that, well, let's write a song about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made it like, this is what we're going to do. It didn't mean that the mood was there. So I'm normally, and I think Thea writes this way, normally I need to feel inspired by something, where with Tim, we sit down and we make coffee and we sit at a table and we're writing together.
Mm-hmm.
Like session writers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
that's been very different.
You know, in interviewing people, I hear both approaches. Like, some people do take it as a discipline, and they just write every day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. But it's almost as if the discipline of it kind of, do you feel like it kind of builds that background? And then do you ever get those gift songs that come out of just doing the work?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, Fire, a song that I wrote independently, I know was inspired by the work that I had done with Tim, especially melodically. Right. So I think he brings something to the table I couldn't find. You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I truly believe this. So he brought a melody to the table, or he brought a guitar picking technique to the table I didn't have before. So and then you put that in the bowl, like the soup. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You throw that in and now you have a different soup. You have a different flavor. So
I think, sure.
Yeah, I think back with when I was with the Algorithms, we used to, you know, we had a discipline as far as getting together and practicing, mm-hmm. and sometimes something new would come out of that. But right now, it's like, I swear to God, most of my songwriting comes like from a totally stolen moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, woo, it happens when I'm driving a car. Then it just like.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do when you're driving a car? Do you have to pull over and write
it
down?
I keep a pen handy, mm-hmm. right there, and some, you know, scrap paper. Mm-hmm. I just jot it down. It looks, mm-hmm. I have to decipher it later.
I can imagine.
And it seems like you're like really inspired by a song too. You can just sit down and then you know it's coming. Mm-hmm. You're like, I've got to get to the piano. Mm-hmm. Right. I know I've been with you when the song's brewing, mm-hmm. and then Thea can just sort of, it appears, mm-hmm. for Thea. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, I get that impression, so
I don't know if that's exactly true.
You make it look easy. We'll put it that way. Thea makes it look easy.
But Thea's saying, it's maybe not that easy.
I think you have to like chip away at it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's been one that I've been working on that is so close to being there, and I wrote down like the last line the other day driving from the car. So I do a lot of the work while I'm driving. I mean, just, mm-hmm. you know, probably people think I'm really weird if they pass me by but I mean, everybody talks in their phone now anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of, your brain is sort of free to,
yeah.
you know, you're paying attention to what's going on, but you don't, you know, your brain is kind of free to wander a little
yes,
bit.
Yes. Yeah.
At that mm-hmm. time.
It is nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So you're already thinking about a new album. That's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we've got it.
With some, mm-hmm. You do, mm-hmm. wow. With some co-written tunes. Well,
and we'd love to come back up here
yeah.
work with Rich again. That was really great.
Great.
You guys have a heck of a opportunity up here.
We sure do.
Yeah.
yeah.
To get just Sparta's, what, an hour and a half away, maybe? Hour?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah.
And I really also like that you are a piano and guitar duo, because that's, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, when have I seen that? You know, I know mm-hmm. there's pianos in groups and stuff, but it's always usually two people with guitars. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you a different texture, it seems
yeah.
like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. And the harmonies, too. I didn't know how to harmonize at all until I started playing with
really?
Thea. So
okay.
she's taught me that. And mm-hmm. it's like, I feel like we have an interesting opportunity to grow.
And so. I so love harmonizing with you. I mean, I mean, if like we mm-hmm. will sing our own songs, which we've written. We haven't done this one yet where you've written the song and I've sung the lead mm-hmm. and you've harmonized. But there's different mm-hmm. times. Sometimes I just want to harmonize the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
Well, we have time for one more. What do you okay. want to wrap up with here?
What would you like to do, Thea?
Should we do a cover?
Sure.
Which one would you rather do?
You pick it.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Open. I've got either one. This is what happens.
I don't know.
We've got
a Sammy Smith and we've got Wide River.
Okay. So we've got Levon Helms. What do you want to hear? Levon Ooh. Helms or Sammy Smith?
Let's do Sammy Smith.
All right.
So that one's on the album, so.
That way we don't have to choose.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, you go ahead. I'm going to catch up.
Okay. When the morning sun streaks across my room and I'm waking up from another dream of you. Yes, I'm on the road once again, it seems. And all I've left behind is a chain of broken dreams. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. I've got so much to give, and it seems so wrong deep inside my heart that the dollar signs should be keeping us apart. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. I could
alone. You know I've made my choice many years ago, and now this traveling life is the only one I know. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. But you know I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I love you.
That's just lovely. That is the Seashells live from Studio A. And am I remembering correctly? Dolly Parton has done that tune.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
Yep.
But written by Sammy Smith. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Well, it's been a delight to have you ladies here. And again, you are playing tonight at the Femen Fest, which for that event, doors open at 4 o'clock. It's happening at the Sacred Heart Music Center and the surrounding area. And doors open at 4. The event starts at 4:30, and you take the stage at 8, I believe.
Yep.
And I forget which stage you're on. Do you remember Sacred?
The main stage.
Stage?
We're inside. Yep.
All right.
We're on the main stage.
I don't know.
All right.
Because we go on the side door. So we're on the main stage.
Well, thank you so much, and make sure we get that. You know, thank you for giving us the current album, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us. It's been really a pleasure to come up here.
No problem. That is Thea Ennen and Lisa Kane, otherwise known as the Seashells. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Connor Wolfolk, Ryan Yuki, and Amy McNamara and Morgan Kohler, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.